Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
So tonight, still on the subject of cravings, dealing with addictions, I'm narrowing down to overcoming pornography. Yeah, overcoming pornography. Who is excited about that? By the time we are done tonight, it will be clear that God spoke to us. Okay? So let's turn our Bibles to the book of Romans, chapter number 6. Romans chapter number 6. Now, I read this scripture on Sunday, and I took time to explain the scripture. Please, if you miss Sunday service, you should get the teaching. So today I'm going to jump a bit from Romans 6. We'll go to verse 6. Romans 6 from verse 6. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. The word serve sin there. So let me show you that in Amplified Translation. He said, we know that our old unrenewed self, that old nature is called unrenewed self, was nailed to the cross with him in order that our body, which is the instrument of sin, might be made ineffective and inactive for evil. Now, this is not something that will happen. It happened when you gave your life to Christ. Is that okay now? Now, look at it. He said that we might no longer be the slaves of sin. Now, the aspect of sin that makes people slaves, because slaves, that is, give that slavery experience, is addiction. Because once an addiction set in, the addicted is no longer in control of many things. Including time. It will get to a point tonight, it will get quite scary. Because we're going to deal with data. We're also going to put it side by side with scriptures. And as a researcher, one thing I know is that data don't lie. And the word of God too is infallible. Alright, so I want us to pay attention to that. Amen. Our old man is crucified that we should not serve sin. Say loud and clear, I'm not a slave to sin. Say it one more time. Say it again, I'm not a slave to sin. Amen. Praise God. Now look at it. Verse 7 says, for he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, died no more. Death has no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, in that he liveth unto God. Now look at verse 11. Likewise. Now this is your reality. All right, you are dead to sin. Now the Bible is saying, likewise, reckon ye yourselves to be dead indeed to sin. The word reckon there is the word consider. Yourselves. It means fasting yourself with your reality in the spirit. Okay? This is who you are in the spirit. But the flesh may want to give something contrary to who you are in the spirit. So adjust yourself to this reality. Let me explain that. How many of you have taken bikes before? Bikes. When you are on that bike, nothing depicts seasons like being on bike. Because when the bike man accelerates, you fasten yourself. If not, you fall. So the Bible is saying that this is the reality of your spirit man. Reckon yourself with that reality. If not, it will look like that's not the reality. To be indeed dead to sin. That's the reality of your spirit man. The nature of death of sin is dead. Christ did that. But that your soul will be renewed to walk in the newness of that, you have a role to play. Is it clear enough? That the nature of sin is dead, Christ did that. At salvation, new birth now. All right, because there are three dimensions to salvation. There is new birth. There is not the saving of the soul. What you call the renewing of the mind. Romans 12:2. All right. And you can also see that in John 15:3, John 17:17, James 1:23. All right. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. You are clean through the word I speak unto you. Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye renewed by the word. Transforming of your mind. You are renewed as there is a transformation going on. Are you seeing that now? Now that's scripture. I gave you that illustration on Sunday. Your spirit man is born again. But there is the nature of your soul, the place of decision, your mind. A lot of things can be trapped there, though saved. You can see a believer, someone who has given his life or her life to Christ, and there is no difference between when the person gave his life to Christ and now, and when the person was not saved. Because the fellow did not give room for transformation. It is the word of God that washes us with the cleansing of the water. It is the word. As we sit under the word, whether you feel something or not, something is changing. Is that okay now? Something is changing. And that's why, go and check anybody, any home that the Bible, studying the Bible together is not a culture. There will be misbehavior. In fact, I've learned this principle. People are misbehaving. You want to get them behave well. Study the Bible together. With time, everybody will pick their own. It is double-edged sword. The word of God is double-edged sword, not double-sided. A sword is already double-sided. Double-edged sword means that it has two fronts. It pierces the preacher as it pierces the pew. That's what it means. It means that the one who is preaching is not exonerated. Are you seeing that? Because in my study, I found out, when we get there, I'll show you, there's a part that concerns preachers. Are you following what I'm saying here? All right. So the word of God is God's primary tool for renewing us, for bringing us into that transformation, for us to adjust to the reality of who we are in Christ. It's the word. It's the word. The word of God creates an atmosphere of his presence. You see, I tell people, now anyone who has followed our ministry for a while understand, I function with a coat of many colors. You can go for apostolic meetings, you're seeing healings happening in different places. I don't have to feel anything. I don't feel anything. All right, I don't feel anything. I've seen cancers healed, I've seen blind eyes open, I've seen deaf ears healed, unstopped. But I don't have to feel. If the word of God says you shall receive power, I believe I have received the power. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good. So if God says, go ye therefore into all nations, and I'm going with power. I don't have to feel. So you have to bring yourself from that point of a believer who is ruled by feelings. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost is here. I don't have to feel the Holy Ghost is here. I know he's here. Because the word says where two or three are gathered, there he is. Are you following what I'm saying here? Yeah. If you allow yourself to be exposed to the word, you will discover that you can be more than what you can imagine. See, let me tell you this. There's no atheist anywhere. People don't doubt the existence of God. They are only angry as to why he exists and there is a problem in the world. If you can take your time to show them the nature of this God, then they will understand. The reason why people spend their time arguing, Let me give an instance. Would you sit down arguing with somebody that the clothes they use in making this thing is somebody saying this is not white? Will you spend your time arguing that this is white? You tell this person, what I'm seeing here is green. You say, oh boy, open your eyes now. This is white. The person says, I know what I'm saying. This is green. If you spend your time arguing, it means you too, you are not sure. The reason why somebody will spend the time arguing before camera that there's no God is because he believes there's God. Anything you labor to explain, you actually believe it. In the past few weeks, I've seen many atheists convert to Christ. I was preaching somewhere, a young man came. Why Holy Ghost meeting? Student. The young boy came, stood right there in front of me, was looking at me like this with anger. You know, if you are a pastor who doesn't know God, you expect him to fall down and die. That's one of the mistakes we make in Africa. God is our hired assassin to kill on our behalf because of our insecurity. I was concerned. So I went to meet him, come. And I wrapped my hands around his shoulder. I said, my friend, what's going on? He said, I don't believe in God. When he said that, I saw the picture of maybe a woman telling the husband, I know you don't love me. Come on, come off it. I said, let's talk over a lunch. He said, okay. Okay, I believe in God. So we sat down. Then he began to explain how that he lost his twin brother. And as I showed him scriptures, he broke down in tears. Confessed Jesus, got baptized in the Holy Ghost right then. Because God is real. Even when people are busy castigating, he's trying to find a way for them to know him. He's real. Praise God. The word of God is God's primary instrument for transforming us. Somebody say the word. Say it again, the word. Hallelujah. Amen. Now that's what God used. That's what he used to renew our minds. Now, if you jump, please forgive me. Let's jump a bit. Romans 6 verse 11 says, likewise, reckon ye yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive unto God through Jesus our Lord. Verse 12 says, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey the laws thereof. When the Bible says, let not sin reign, it means that you can stop it from reigning. Amen. How should you stop sin from reigning? Can you do that? The Bible says you should not allow sin to reign. So it means you can do it. You can stop sin from reigning. Guard your heart with all diligence. From out of it flows the issues of life. Anything that does not enter the gate of your heart cannot colonize you. That's the place where sin is conceived. The heart. So the devil's battle cry is to find the gate that will lead him to that heart so he can bring you down. One of the gates is the high gate. What you see. Amen. You know, before I started teaching this subject, I was trying to look. Is there any example of somebody in the Bible that saw pornography? So I saw that, yes, that there is. Yes. The first person that, something like that. Yes, it's in the Bible. David. He saw a naked woman and he misbehaved. Let me show you a scripture. How many of you love Proverbs 31? Let me show you an aspect of Proverbs 31. Okay? Proverbs 31 from verse 1. The words of King Lamuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. What, my son, and what, the son of my womb, and what, the son of my vows? Give not your strength unto women, nor your ways to that which destroys king. You can put that vice versa. Don't give your strength to that which destroys kings. And there was an example of a king in the Bible that was brought down because he didn't understand the scripture. David. When he called Bathsheba to come see him, it was a privilege. Ah, king. So privileged to see you, sir. Oh, king. That was what she said. When she got pregnant and came back, he said, oh, David. Go and read your Bible. First time she showed up, oh, king. Second time, David, I'm pregnant. Bathsheba was Ahithophel's granddaughter. Ahithophel was David's friend. The grandchild of your friend can come. and say, Victor Alpha. Because there is something about sexual sin that invites shame. You see an elderly man in his 60s. They strip him naked on the street. And they are asking him, why are you defiling a minor? Those that will call the man daddy on a normal day are now saying, explain. You will not lose your honor. Amen. Let me pray it like this. You will not dance to the beat of shame. Amen. Let me give you this. This code. Anytime the devil seems to be luring you to do what is wrong, say it out loud. I will not dance with the beat of shame. There's something Yorubas call ijuesin. That's they are drumming the drum of shame. So sometimes they are drumming the drum of shame in the spirit. Village people, they want to look for a way to make this person useless. And that's when that urge start coming. Go and do what you should not have done. Say it loud and clear. I will not dance to the beat of shame. Yeah, you are still not saying it the way I want to say it. Say it loud and clear. I will not dance to the beat of shame. I will not bring dishonor on my name. I will not disgrace the cross. I will not bring shame to the cross. I will not dance to the beat of shame. As a married man, the devil is telling you somebody else is better than your wife. Say it. I will not dance to the beat of shame. Ha! Listen to what I'm saying. No pressure of sin lasts forever. It comes for a while. Once you stand in Christ and his word, it lives again. Are you following what I'm saying here? Say it loud and clear. I will not dance to the beat of shame. I will not dance to the beat of shame. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You won't dance to it. Oh. And sometimes it is the urge to repeat patterns. Patterns. Saying, do it. Start it. Go ahead. Enjoy it. So that when you lose the ground, your children will have to fight in the same ground. Never. Nobody here will fail God. In the name of Jesus. Now, look at it. There is a system that the world is building to make nudity normal. There is a system that it is staring right at us. The world is trying to project nudity and make it like a normal thing. Get used to the fact that it's normal. In fact, there are certain, in fact, when you want to put a movie on Netflix, one of the considerations is that there must be a scene. Yes. All right. That attracts something. All right. You see, most of them, even when they are putting the scene that does not warrant anything like that. Growing up, it was very scarce. Once in a blue moon, you see a movie that they kiss inside. Even Indian movies, they will never come close. Just hug themselves and say, ah. Then they move to doing that. Kissing, hugging. Now they are removing shit. Normal home videos. And they put 13 plus. They put 13 plus. There's no part. What they are doing is that they are building a system where you get convenient. Let me show you this. Some scientists were trying to perform an experiment, trying to check the ability of some rats to adapt to new environments. So what they did was that they got two categories of rats as the specimens. And the first set of rats, what they did was that they dropped them inside hot water. The ones that could jump out, the ones that died. Okay? So they did not adjust immediately. They got the second set of the rats and then they put them in a cold water, right? A cold jar, water jar. And then put the water on a bouncing burner, right? The fire was under it. And they were increasing the temperature. They were boiling and boiling the water. As the temperature was changing, the rats were adjusting. Okay? Before they could jump out, they died. So what the devil is doing is that he's building a system where you'll be gradually adjusting. You get to a point where it is too late to be free. Are you following what I'm saying here? Building a system. Where if you watch a movie and there's a sex scene, you always like to go back behind the rest to play it back. You're already adjusting. Okay? One of the ways to even be amazed is to check the search engine of many believers. You'd be shocked. There's an adjustment. It's building. Everything seems to communicate it. Advertisement. The advertising tire. Car tire. Use men that have strength walking. Not lie. Naked women. Skimpy shirt. And skimpy skirt. Yeah. Women tire. How do they relate? Boxing. This is a fight or feast. People who are strong. Not lie. Is one girl that will come and carry. What have we to do with you? A system. Making believers adjust till you are trapped and it becomes impossible to get out. And many are trapped, really, as we speak. Many are really trapped. Are you following me here? Are you sure? Now, look at this. To watch pornography is the art of watching two people make love, not making love, having sex, with the intention of stimulating pleasure from their experience. Okay? There's no love in it. It's business. There's no love in it. It's business. They are paid for what they are doing. They are not in love. They will never see each other again until there's business. Usually, pornography comes in handy. It doesn't come alone. There's this side, you know, when you go to eat and they tell you for this protein, this is the side that comes with it. If you are buying barbecue fish, this is the side. Yeah, there's a side that comes with it. And there are usually plenty. But one of the common ones is masturbation. Okay? To masturbate is to sexually stimulate yourself without a partner with the aid of getting to orgasm or reaching the peak of sexual experience. It's not like I need to tell you. That's what it means. I mean, we're adults, so you know what I'm teaching. Right? Good. So I want to give you a few stats. And these statistics is just from the United States, not in Nigeria. This is United States of America, and I want us to listen to these statistics. Are you with me? And so a part of this stat is from 2006 documentations. All right, so now it should be far higher. All right, it is said that in 2006... the estimated revenues generated by sexual-related entertainment or from those who are involved in that was around $13 billion in 2006 alone. At least it is said that 28,258 people are viewing pornography every second. 28,258 people are viewing pornography every second. And the chances are high that some people are also fulfilling their obligation, doing it also. At least $3,258 is spent on pornography every second. So multiply that. Do your math. Okay? Now look at this. 88% of sins in porn contains acts of physical aggression. Meaning that you cannot say that sex or pornography is the place, or porn site is the place to learn sex. What is actually happening there is violence. That's what the stat means. It's violence. 49% of these sins contain act of verbal aggression. So what it does is that it takes man away from the natural use of sex to objectifying a partner. There are consequences to this. Just follow me. So it gets to a point that people can no longer see natural people without thinking sex. The normal human relationship dies. And when people see people, they can only think about the sexual nature. And if this is happening to a single person, it's going to pick a life partner based on the sex appeal of the person. So it means being hooked on pornography is one primary and fantastic way to get it wrong in marriage. Because a system has created an appetite that marriage is not designed to satisfy. Okay? Now begin to... this happens in church. If you don't talk, I'll talk about it. People look at the sister. Say, why don't you like this? He has calculated the sister that she will not be able to do this style. Where did he see this style? On the site. And he won't talk. He just says, he's not God. You're that. He has gauged. He has looked at her, the way she talked, the way she moved. Will she have this energy? Which energy are you talking about? But nobody really talks about this. People just keep quiet. And they say, it's not. And people leave fantastic ladies. There's a law of seed and harvest about marriage. And that law is very strong. Okay? But I'm not going there yet. But sharp, pray. Because if you don't pray, you will report you didn't sow. Life has sown thorns and tissues in people. You have prepared yourself. Preparation is not enough. Also pray. Because you can marry the unprepared. And it's God who prepares men. And you can't fill his shoes. Praise God. One out of every five mobile searches are for pornography. One out of, and this really got me worried, because there are many things to check online. Many things. Your career. What do you do with data? What are you doing with data? Why is the data always finishing? Is it Instagram that is taking so much data, or Twitter? What are you doing with data? 20 gig done in 24 hours. Oh God. Go and get your bank statements. You will discover that data has taken much more. Now you are even telling your younger one, sub for me, sub for me. What are you doing with data? Why this aggressive use of the internet? Most of porn viewers believe that amateurs are better on screen. And that's violence against children. They believe that amateurs are better on screen. Now look at this. 90% of teens and 96%. Now these are very serious figures. 90% of teens and 96% of young adults are either encouraging, accepting, or neutral when talking about porn with friends. 90 to 96%. Just 55% of adults 25 years and older, all right, believe that pornography is wrong. Some say, why is it wrong? Why should I believe it's wrong? Just 55% believe that it is wrong. Now look at this. Now this is a very serious one. One in five youth pastors and one in seven senior pastors use pornography on a regular basis. I'm going to give you one illustration. This was the day I knew that this thing is demon. It's a demonic, it's a pandemic. Let me just quote it. Where I was serving somewhere. And then I was in, years back, about 12 years ago, I was in the sanitation department. Usually when we go to that camp, I function in the sanitation department just to be able to serve. And at that particular time, it was minister's conference. And there was this very elderly man, maybe between 70 and 75, that entered the restroom. I mean, come out. We knocked and knocked and knocked and knocked and knocked. He didn't come out. Knocked. Okay, what's going on? People want to use the restroom. So we had to go and climb the other side to check. Are you fine, sir? He was lost with his phone and pornography at that age. So it is delusional to think that if you don't take steps, you'll be free by yourself. No. It is a way the devil deceives people. You'll be free at 20. 20 came, you are not free. How about 25? You'll be free. No. When you enter campus, you'll be free. No. You found a way to be doing all these things still in your hostel. When you graduate, you'll be free. No. Oh, usually when you get married, marriage is going to stop it. Nah, lie. We'll show you the effect on marriage. That's the devil. He's setting you up. And you have to listen. Is somebody following me here? Are you sure? Now look at this. 43% of senior pastors and youth pastors say they have struggled with pornography in the past. 43%. Those are those who are greedy. People just look away and just. 64% of Christian men and 15% of Christian women say they watch pornography once in a month. I actually don't really believe these statistics. For certain reasons. Because I feel whatever it is, it has increased now. It used to be men's thing, but now you see women hooked on pornography. Yes. And some men try to justify by saying that male have higher libido. What are you talking about? Was Jesus an hermaphrodite? Was he male? True or not true? Yes. Or we are going somewhere. Are you still following me? Now, please listen. Particularly if you are going to... Let me tell you the reason why what I'm about to say next is very important. We grew up at a time that phone was not even in circulation. Okay? I never touched a phone to own a phone, I think until maybe I was about 17. There was a culture in my house, we are not permitted to hold a phone until a certain period. So in our environment then, there was just one man that has a landline. That if they are going to call from Lagos, once the thing, everybody's attentive. Who are they calling? The man will pick it. I say, hello. Say, ha. Family or so. They will start calling those people. Please come. That was how calls were received. Then we moved to start using phones like Sagem, Sony Ericsson, Motorola Blade. But the children that have been giving birth to now, they have been giving birth to in the midst of technology. So there has to be structure. It needs to be dealt with. If not, as time keeps going, we'll be finding it hard to get responsible young people. Are you following what I'm saying here? We have to have structure. There's a problem. There's fire on the mountain. It's a global issue. Are you with me now? Now look at this. The average or the first exposure to porn amongst young men is at age 12 on the average. The first exposure to porn is at age 12 on the average. 71% of teens hide their online behavior from their parents. They have either blocked them or they use another decoy name. See those people that are going to mob people on Twitter, on Instagram, mob them and call. Some of them are your relatives that are mobbing you. No, your own personal people. They have changed their account. The things they can't say on a normal day, they will hide under fake names and say them. If you're going to raise children in this age, you have to be vigilant. Differentiate scriptural or kingdom way of raising children from westernization. There are two extremes. It is important that children know who is in charge. And they know the culture of the house. There's a balance. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now look at this. In 2016, a study on Canadian adolescents showed that 43% admitted to having problems of erectile dysfunction because of aggressive use of pornography. 43%. Those who admitted. So let me tell you how this works. I'm still going to talk about it. So usually what happens is that as people get materials to stimulate their brain sexually, it gets to a point that you can no longer respond to a woman without those pictures. Then the person's brain can't respond sexually. As a matter of fact, for some men to have sex with their wife, they have to imagine the pornography they have watched. The woman thinks the man is seeing her, but he is not seeing her. He's seen, remembering either the pornography he has watched or somebody he has sexualized in his mind. Quote me anyway. For families that they are not even having sexual problem, I'm saying that if the man is hooked on it, that is the way he's surviving. He can no longer respond to the wife sexually. Are you with me? So when the Bible says it is better to marry than to burn, when it comes to pornography, marrying cannot even solve this burning. That's how serious it is. Okay? 68%. We are still dealing with statistics. So is that okay now? 68% of divorce cases involve one of the party meeting a new lover online. 56% involve one of the party having obsessive interest in pornography. This thing has ruined lives. That's destroyed marriages. That's destroyed homes. 70% of wives of sex addicts could be diagnosed with PTSD. Post-traumatic stress disorder. They are stressed out. Now, here is what exposure to pornography leads to. This is what exposure to pornography leads to. Number one, it destroys trust between two married couples. It destroys trust between two married couples. Trust is destroyed. Exposure to pornography diminishes trust between two couples. Number two, it makes some believe that promiscuity is natural. That is, the man or the woman begin to think that it's natural. Have you heard people say things like, there's no way God can make it that you can only live with one person for the rest of your life? How can? And that's the war the devil is waging against marriage. And when he's beginning to fight yours, know that he will fight many people through your defeat. You can stay. You can keep that home. You can fight for it. It is superfluity of nothingness if you lose interest in your wife. Marry 20. Solomon did not stop even at 900. It is a well without water. You can't touch water. You can't. The devil tries to give the impression that there's no way your wife can be enough. She's more than enough. God is not a fool. Drink water out of your own Christian. Proverbs 5. Drink water from your own, lest you give your honor to others. We're going to read that, please. Are you with me now? Drink water from your own Christian. Drink. You have water. Stop. You know, have you seen places where people want to drink water in tap? There's no water. They'll go and put their mouth out. You can suck nonsense. Drink water from your Christian. Tell your neighbor, drink water. Exposure to pornography causes lack of attention to family and child and raising children. Are you with me now? When people are hooked on this thing, they lose interest in raising children. In everything. They just stay on it. Pornography is aggressive. Very aggressive. It steals time and season. Very aggressive. It invades. It looks gentle, but it is wicked. It has destroyed homes. Many fathers have become useless now to their children. Because they can no longer concentrate. They can't pay attention. They can no longer pay attention. I think a man of God I respect so much raised an alarm recently. Said, I'm tired of begging single people to stop having sex and begging married people to have sex. Why are you not having sex with your wife? Why are you not posting your wife's picture? Who are you thinking about that whenever you want to post your wife and confess your love, you stop? Who is that person filling your emotional space? Why can't you kiss your wife in public? Why are you not touching your wife? You had imaginations while you were both single, but now you are married and you have switched off the light. Come back. Are you with me? Yes. This is a very, very serious issue. One reason why many marriages are suffering from lack of sexual intimacy, which is a major pandemic now, It's because one of the parties is glued to pornography. So when time comes for you to meet with your wife or your husband, you really can't respond to that. Because you have trained your mind to only respond to the quality of the things you are seeing. And sometimes one of the things you can even do is that you will hate your wife's body type. Because you already have a sex idol in your mind. People can pretend from now till tomorrow. If they mistakenly flash a model of a pornography model on the screen now, dressing, wearing suit, a model, many people will identify the model. I say, but I just back. Lest they ask me, how do you know? Life. So this is one subject we have to treat pretending like it doesn't concern you, but let me just teach it anyways. Pornography pandemic is going to be more serious in the next generation because they are born in a time with no restraint, no censorship. They are born in a time of no restraint, no censorship. Anywhere there's no restraint is hell. And I love what when Donald Trump said that. He said, hell is the only place without gate. You must understand that. Look at this. Many who think they are gays began to doubt their sexual orientation because of exposure to pornography. They start asking themselves, am I really sure? It takes something extraordinary for a man to see a fellow man like himself and say, I just like you. As in how? I just like you. How? I need to understand the how. So we can predict if this teeth will still be in your mouth tonight. How, Oga? Because the fact that you are saying it looks like a raping already. And it's happening. Somebody invited a guest minister to come and preach in their meeting. And it was time to go and give the guest minister food. So because of the way the place was, so you can actually have access to the first place before you get to the bedroom. As the people, so usually it should be in the bedroom while they can have access. Just all those suits. As they opened the door, they met the guest minister with a male sexual partner. A male guest minister with a male sexual partner. The lady that carried the food, everything dropped. And she was shaking. And the man still came that night and ministered. My question is, by what power? There is a generation the devil is trying to avest through sex. Sex is not everything. I've seen people ask, what is sweeter than sex? Fulfilling purpose. Yeah, you don't need to think too much. Fulfilling purpose. The Bible says that by reason of this, the life of a man is reduced to a piece of bread. His days are spent in anguish. The devil wants to change the natural use of things. Let me show you a scripture. Romans chapter number 1. Let's check Romans 1. Let me show you before I continue. Romans chapter number 1. See, we need to discuss this matter. People are shouting on revival. After he dropped mic for revival, he goes back to it. So you need a way out. Need a way out. Romans 1. Look at what the Bible says. Let's start reading from verse. Let's start from verse 16 so you can have contextual understanding. Say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all forms of ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that they may be known of God. Sorry, because that which may be known of God is manifest through them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things which are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Look at this. And changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the creator. There are people who are worshipping the idol of sex. Who is blessed forever? Amen. For this cause, God gave them up for unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of a woman. Men leaving the natural use of a woman. Born in lust towards another. Men born in lust towards who? One another. A guy is looking at another guy and says, I just love your pink lips. How? How? Nobody is born with disoriented sexual orientation. You grew up to learn it. If that was their natural orientation, why are schools including those things in their curriculum? Coco Melon just included two gay couples. And I raised the alarm when they started talking about gay, as in gay uniform. Okay, I know what that means, but I'm saying that to invent this word specifically, there's an agenda. The agenda of the devil is to pick something and deconcentrate it, so that that thing becomes destroyed. So why are they including in schools that this is... Go and check. We have these things online. See, fathers complaining. A child in nursery school already telling the child that... We have changed. How did we even change biology that there's no male and female? Biology. This is normal human anatomy, sir. So you stand before somebody with your full chest and beard. There's nothing in my chest. And you are asking me, what's your sex? How? How, ma? How? Tell me. How did we get here? That now in some countries, somebody that you know was employed as a woman will now say, I want to be a man. And then when the person comes back to work, you must identify the person as a man, even though you'll be sacked. What you are doing will be considered homophobic. So you see a fool. So we now began to ask questions. Okay, if this is the way you want to think, how about men who now say that they are women? Then going to run in Olympics in the sport of women. Their hearts have become darkened. They have become foolish in their own imagination. So now, toilet, which you have male, female. You have male, female, in fact, others. Somebody said that she prefers to identify as a cat. See, the concept of do what makes you happy is a destructive concept. Because a child can be happy about something and that thing will destroy the child. It's a destructive concept. You don't do what makes you happy. You do what is right. You do what is right. The devil is reaping a generation through sex. If you come from a place where there's been track record of sexual misbehavior, the access point of the devil to you is pornography. Nobody becomes polygamous in one day. You start with exchanging your wife with pornographic material. One day so, you'll be tired of the woman. Listen to what I'm saying. Let me tell you something. This is what this thing does. The things people cannot do on a normal day, it pumps them to do it. Gives them the energy. That somebody can just pick phone and begin to chat up a person that he should not chat up, because something has pumped. Just the same way somebody can take, drug? You can take a drug that just give you that stimulation. That's the way pornography is. People now begin to sex text. Your screenshot is now flying everywhere. Why have you given your honor to others? Say it again. I will not dance to the beat of shame. You are not saying it well enough. You are not saying it well enough. The things people should not have done. Pornography is an access point. It will pump you up for those things. And then after they do those things, they have buyer's remorse. I should not have. Once the devil can assess you through that, there's no stopping. People are marrying trees. How can a human being wake up and say he or she is a dog? Some will even do the surgery. That's demonic. That's a spirit. A spirit is carrying that nature and is manifesting. See, there is something the Western world is not saying, and we need to tell you. There are people who get into those things. In fact, amongst those who have done those gender swap, that's where you have the highest rate of suicide. I'm telling you based on research now. I've sat with this. That's where they will not tell you that. That's where you have the highest rate of suicide. People go back. I watched a video. Was it Dr. Phil's show? I can't remember. I think it was Dr. Phil's show. That a father sat down. He sat down. A father. I can't make it denied by his son, who had swapped to being a girl, now walked in on high heels. You see the way he was even doing the thing, the leg. Because where this is not your make. And the father sat down. The father looked at him, was crying, was in tears. Said, no, you are a boy. The boy said, the shim said that, no, I like it this way. Ha. Once you have your male child, start doing like this. Bow away. Eat the hand. Put the hands down. You are a boy in Jesus' name. Otiko, you are a boy. Otiko, you are a boy. Gakko Bakai. We are doing 3 days together. Leave. Don't take that boy to America like that. Otilo, he's gone. He's gone. We start buying skirt and bomb shot. He's gone. He's gone. Sit with that boy. This old jackpot syndrome, be careful. I'm not against people traveling abroad, but be careful. Greener pasture is not a place. It is where he says it is. Be careful. And it's fast closing on Africa. Africa is receiving it. I hope we'll not get to a point of equilibrium where there's no difference, because we want to westernize everything. Please, sir, be careful. And the access point to the heart of men is pornography. Pornography. You see two men kissing each other. Anything you see often start becoming appealing. You can't help it. Little drop on a piece of water on a piece of rock will one day disintegrate the rock. It's a proven, all right, scientific fact. It's just a matter of time. As long as it is coming often, over time you will give in. There's nothing you can't believe if it is brought to you persistently. Check out Delilah told Samson. She kept pushing him. In fact, the Bible says she afflicted him. All right, true persistence. Tell me where your strength is. Tell me where your strength is. That's one serious thing that the devil looks like he has succeeded in doing. He has sexualized women. People can no longer see a girl beyond her sexual nature. A young boy is looking at a girl. He can think. She has brain. She has everything. I don't like her because his imagination is speaking. I'm not sure she will be able to do this. I'm not sure she will be able to do that. And we lie about these things in church. We pretend. There is a system that is fast closing in on us. And we must wake up. The global pandemic. the global pandemic. Are you with me? Now, look at this. Let me show you where this scripture speaks about pornography. Is that okay? This scripture speaks about pornography. Now, look at it. Romans 1:27. It said, "And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of woman, bond in their lust towards one another, men with men, walking that which is unseemly." You know, King James is very nice. "And receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat. Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient." Is it convenient to say you are a dog? Is it convenient to say you are attracted sexually to a cat? Is it convenient? The Bible says that because they failed to retain God in their knowledge, He gave them over. Do what you want. And don't forget that the cup of sin of nations get filled. And even Babylon the Great will fall. It's just a matter of time. Be careful of trying to imitate what God is about to destroy. Please be careful. You can't help it. Once the process has been initiated, it's just like somebody falling from a treetop or from the top of a building. Say, "I will not die. I will not die." As long as you have jumped, you will hit the ground. It's just a matter of when. God told me, anything you don't want the world to hear, don't say. Anything you don't want the world to see, don't do. Period. You can't do it and think you can cover it. No. I mentioned measures I had to put in place for my own safety. People were laughing. That I have my WhatsApp open in all devices for my security, sir. So that my heart, because my wife, nobody falls below the level of their wives unless they conquer their wives. A woman will not let you fall below a level. You hold you. Be careful of conquering your wife. Your major lifeline is gone. A conquered woman has resorted to silence as the only way to cope with the marriage. Be careful. That thing pushing you is after your crown. He wants King David to become David. That thing telling you as a pastor that your choir member is fine. He wants to finish the ministry. It is better to do this thing with honor. May you keep your honor.
Amen.
Again, I pray you will not dance to the beat of shame.
Amen.
I have always announced this. If I have ever tried to sexually harass you, people are here. I've led them since. They are watching across all our centers. Speak up. And if I'm moving from a center, maybe a past center, I'm going to plant church in another center, the final Sunday, that's the question I ask. Whose ox have I got? Have I stolen? Whose camel have I taken? A generation must know integrity exists. Somebody was asking me a question during an interview, said this. I said, I don't have any answer. Let me live to prove that the answer is correct. Let my life answer it. In another 20, 30 years, come back and ask me. This thing we call wisdom is not just in words. The wisest king in the Bible ended up taking loans. Because you can say things nicely, but your life is bad. It doesn't stop there. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. If it begins, it takes that fear to maintain it. Are you with me? Romans 1:28. As they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not what? Convenient. Being filled with unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God. See, is this really happening? Mention God on some TV station, they'll bleep you out. Look at the way they'll look at you with disgust. Like God. Haters of God, disrespectful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things. People are inventing evil things. Inventing different sex toys. People are sitting down and thinking of No, see, all those sex toys, no man will be vibrating. No man is an electric shake. No man. Don't start what you can't finish. You shall know what I'm talking about. If you don't know, you don't have to know. Tell man, no man. It's human being you are marrying, not spring. Man being. Don't let the devil promote what is not. You understand what I'm saying? One guy, there was a case. Very, very serious case. Son of a cousin of a powerful man in this country. Staying in the same estate. I went to the house, myself and the brother, check the wife's picture on the wall. Indian. Clean. We're looking at the same woman. It looks like the photocopy version of what is on the wall. What's going on? Every time she comes, he's shaking the world, wondering, okay, but which are rich guys? Hi, okay. I want to marry a rich man. Be careful, they are rich fools. Be careful. Be careful. So, over time, she found a way to open up. The guy cannot enjoy sex. For him to enjoy sex with his wife, he will need to beat her. So, it is in that state of almost near lifelessness that he now enjoys the sex. And if you see this guy, clean guy, six packs, check, everything check, 6 feet tall. When you see him, you say, this is the end of it. This is the height of being a man. Speck. Speck. It's a speck. But this speck was, he will beat hell. He needs to almost finish her. Then he now, how did that start? Pornography. Some will tie the hand, handcuff. How did handcuff become an instrument of sex? Handcuff. You didn't steal. You didn't kidnap. Just like that. All of a sudden. Now, they are cuffing you. So I like him, he's my spec. Ah. The calamari, the credit. People say these things jovially. They're jokingly. How far? Do you like bondage sex? What do you mean? Brother. Oh, what are you talking about? How do you mean? Tell. See, people came to church with carry over, so be careful. Be careful. That's why I say pray, so you will not report within. So you have been reading Bible. That's what you have been sowing. The devil is sowing some other things. It is when you want speck outside of scriptures. A David with a touch of Jairu. That has the touch. So I just like guys that give bad void vibes. Hi. Kalene Momti guy. Izzy Kendi Krehi. Sivilai Kade. Sosi Klehai. Tabaha. How do you mean? But I love them young, wild. And free, young and wild. Wild. Like a cheetah. Like a lion. Wild. I tell you. Wild. Like you wake up at night. And I'm wild. Just wild. I like it wild. Wild. Not wild in prayer. Ankov kind of wild. Cain, Koboko kind of wild. Just like them wild. Because you didn't suffer in life and you just find your cup must be full just to suffer. Young and wild. Say, this is what we do in the Western world. You can't sleep with the wife until his first smoky bow and high. That's, I like it wild. Say, I like it like that. You are suffering and smiling. Only God knows what you are into. These are issues. This pornography that gives people a wrong sexual orientation. There's no stopping once you start. There's no stopping. Look at verse 31. It said, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, there's no natural affection. implacable, unmerciful. Now look at this. Who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do it. See, that's pornography. See people doing it, but I say, I'm not doing it, but I just enjoy it. More like an experienced virgin. Just, I know all those in and out, but I'm a virgin. Virginity that is not coming with purity is scam. It's not just about keeping the hymen. It's about being pure. It's about purity. Tell a neighbor it's about purity. Tell a neighbor it's about purity. Purity. The body is a virgin, but the mouth has kissed over 100 people. We don't even know what to. Let's leave it. The day that leaves will swear. They now help you bandage it to swear. The devil seems to be on a journey, but you won't go with him. And I said the other time that it gets so bad that people can no longer be stimulated sexually by their spouse. Imaginations needs to kick in of something they have seen. Because the brain is now designed to respond only to those images. And many women are complaining. You don't hear these things outside. Any home that you can't settle the matter, you can't get to the matter, there's sex involved. How do you marry a beautiful woman and just abandon her? Because something else is paying the bills. Something else is footing the bill. That is the truth. Something is footing the bill. We have to discuss this in church. Very important. Pornography is very aggressive. When it takes hold of a person, it rids the person of the ability to do every other thing, including study, natural human relationship. Person can relate. Always locked up indoor. If you are struggling with pornography, don't have your prayer room closed. Pray where people can see you. Because you will no longer be praying, you'll be watching porn. Don't say, I generate my fire in the secret. It will become secret sin. If you are struggling with pornography, beware of locked doors. That's where it happens. Once you lock the door and off the light, you are gone. It will be a trap. Say, I just want to pray in isolation. You won't pray. And once pornography keeps going like that, you will no longer be able to fast. Because this thing can be weekly, can be monthly, can be daily. Can be hourly. It can even be as bad as almost the whole of the day spent on porn site. It can be that invasive. It's aggressive, guys. It is aggressive. If all of these things I've mentioned, if you notice that quietly you are battling maybe monthly or weekly, then the ones I mentioned, you are surprised. That's where you are coming to unless you get help. So imagine somebody hooked on porn site. The person will not be able to relate. They become antisocial, socially distant from people, can't connect. They can't even connect with women, can't connect with men. It makes people prone to rape because you are seeing sexual abuse, minors being defiled. It makes you prone to many things that are not natural, very serious. And it has to be discussed. We have to know about it. It just doesn't stop by itself. It doesn't stop by itself. Keeps becoming aggressive. Keeps becoming serious. Keeps becoming dangerous. Keep becoming. Oh, yes. You can even see things online. People in public transport. They are so lost. They are watching porn. Public transport. Somebody waiting at train station, watching, is lost. The brain is wired to go for it. Always, always lost. Very serious issue. So when this thing comes, it seeks, it's like virus. It attach, colonize. It invades, spreads, multiply. It's invasive and aggressive. You know, like cancer. One of the things that makes cancer very dangerous is that it begins to spread without any symptom. And by the time people find out, it has touched vital organs. So you cut these safe margins, you spread again to other important places. And because sexual-related addictions comes with oath of silence, that's the reason why it's dangerous. Nobody talks about it. Nobody wants to be seen as a pervert. And you have to get for help. You have to seek for help. Now, I'm about to enter into how to break free. And this is going to be very, very practical. How do you break free? Now, we need to first cut a snake's head. There's a misconception in the body of Christ. That you know that something is wrong doesn't mean that you are sin conscious. When something is wrong, you should know that it is wrong. That actually shows that you have an active conscience. Your conscience is the police of your life. If you bribe and silence that police, then you are without defense. Is that okay now? And the more you give yourself to these things, the more you deaden that conscience. So number one, you cannot break free from what you are not admitting that is wrong. That's the first thing. Accept that this is wrong. According to that Proverbs 31 that we read, say, don't give your strength to women or that which invades kings, which destroys kings. So it means that pornography and masturbation is actually it takes strength of people. People become, in fact, people even become naturally weak because of the rate of frequent ejaculation. Rate. Weak. They can no longer do things they should do. Say, why are you always weak like this? I don't know. Are you not eating? Say, I'm eating. I said, go try it now. You just go to the gym, skip, wonder, skip. What are you doing with your strength? Ask people, young man, what are you doing with your strength? God should be busy with you at this season. Don't trade that strength. And I gave you an illustration. This is the way it is. When God set his eyes on a generation, that, okay, this a generation, I want to bring out people, my strong army for this generation. What the devil does is that he presents the same thing before all of them. And people can be in Sokoto, can be in Kano, can be in Maiduguri, can be in Lagos, can be in Osun, can be in Ondo, can be in Anambra, can be in Enugu, can be in Port Harcourt, can be in Benin. And you discover when they come and talk, everybody begins to refer to similar timeline when they found God. That explains the generational dealing of God. Okay? But there are those who could not say they found God because they were aborted before they mature. It is he that purges himself from this that will be a vessel to honor. When Joseph, Jacob, told Ishmael that, Ishmael, you are my firstborn, the beginning of my might. He said, you will not excel because you slept with your father's wife. We can now see now, it was not just Joseph that was tempted with another man's wife. Ishmael too was tempted. It is the one that came out that gets the blessing. What I'm trying to say is that that pressure is not on only you. It is on everyone that wants the mantle you want. Some things are not after you. You are not that important. They are after the mantle. Check what fight the grace you are contending for. Either before they receive it or after. So you don't walk in pride. So God does not lift you. You become a personality and not a person. Be careful. Be careful. I sat down, read the consecration code of Billy Graham. Clear things. Consecration code. This, had it written out. I will never counsel a woman in the room alone. You go out for ministration. You are so powerful. Tell them, close the door, let her in. Counseling. Counseling. As a pastor, I don't really counsel again. I don't do counseling because I need to be prophetically sharp. And I don't want to be preaching and I can't talk because somebody has spoken to me about something. That's why we have resident pastors. So I can, the cutting edge can be sharp. So sometimes all this counseling, you stop being apostolic. Even though I'm saying it, he's talking about me. It's what I told him. No. You can no longer. If you notice when you hug a woman, your body feels it. Stop hugging. Let them call you weak. It is better to be like that and you last than to be strong and you are cut off. I can't take it. Simple as that. You hug a girl that is not your wife. No, now, say, even if you hug man now, you can be suspected. So don't let me. Because this social media thing now, you're just going, not. Yeah, we have to think. You have to be where your enemies are so that. Not today, guys. Hug. Say, even when I'm in the back. Are you sure? You fine? Or you are cool enough? We have to be sure. You like a sister, you now find every means to hug her. Every means. You wait for the day there's excitement. People are hugging each other in church. You intentionally ignore everybody. Say, I won't. You now carry that imagination for a long time. How do you break free from pornography? You must accept that it is wrong. You must. Number two, exercise yourself to godliness. First Timothy 4, verse 7 to 8. Now, this is where people don't understand. First Timothy 4, from verse 7. Are you there? 1 Timothy 4 from verse 7 to 8. Now look at this. It said, but refuse profane and old wife fables. Exercise thyself, rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profited little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. Having promise of the life that now is, and that which is to come. Exercise yourself to godliness. So let me explain this. You know, I showed you that scripture. Please project that scripture. Isaiah 10 verse 27. I showed you that scripture on Sunday. All right. And I'm going to use that scripture to illustrate what I'm going to show you. Isaiah 10 27. Somebody say, exercise yourself. Say it again. Exercise yourself to godliness. Say it again. Exercise yourself rather to godliness. So I'm going to show you a few more scriptures as touching this. Then give you an illustration. You should never forget. How do you break free from pornography? Can you please give that scripture, Isaiah 10, verse 27? Now, it said, it shall come to pass that the yoke of the Assyrians shall be broken off your shoulders, all right, and the yoke shall be destroyed by the reason of what? The anointing. Somebody say, by the reason of the anointing? By the reason of the anointing. Now, please, don't look at what I want to teach you. Open your heart to it. By the way, the major issue when it comes to fighting pornography is not the how. It is the willingness to be free. Because what the devil attacks primarily is the willingness of the person to be free. Because he makes it so sweet that actually the person wants to be free but is not willing. The person imagines, so I will miss this thing. 2 years without it. So we need to deal with the will. That's where the issue is. The willingness. Are you willing? Do you want to be free? And that's what Jesus asked that guy that was born blind. Do you want to see? What do you want? Because sometimes people might just sit down, but they don't want to be free. Do you want it to stop? Do you really want it to stop? Do you want to be free? Make it rhetorical. That's where the issue is. The will. Because that's what the consistency of the habit eat up. The will. I check many of these discourse online. People don't talk about the will. But that's where the head of the snake is. Do you want to be free? That was the question he asked the guy at the pool of, what's it called now? Huh? Bethesda. That's what he asked him. Do you want to be made whole? He said, I have no man. Do you want to be free? That's the will. Because the how is not difficult. Where the problem is the will. Do you want to stop enjoying it? It's poison sugar. It is sweet, but it kills. Do you want to be free? That's the question. That's the area. That's where the devil is. That is where the devil is. That's where the devil is hiding. It is around that corner. The will. Your will. Your will has been hijacked, compromised. It's not fighting your destiny. Just like sepsis, your what will be a defense is not fighting your organs. Do you want to be free? Do you want? Do you want his saving grace to bring you out? If you can get that right, the how is not off. It is the will. When you picture yourself without this monster, are you excited about what you see? 10 years, no going back to porn site, no masturbation. Do you want to be free? Do you want to be made whole? That's the issue. That's where the issue is. It shall come to pass in that day that this burden shall be taken away from off your shoulder and his yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of what? The anointing. Can you give me another translation that gives this better? Another translation that gives this better. Thank you. I love this. Look at it. He said, in that day, their burden will be lifted from your shoulder and their yoke from your neck. The yoke will be broken because you have grown so fat. People, by feasting fat on God, outgrow burdens. Yes, it gets to a point, the same thing cannot enter. See, you have to feast on God. You can't eat church and want the results and the dividends of sitting in God's presence. You have to love God. You have to grow. You have to grow. You can't say, I hate pastors. I want to grow. No. How shall they hear unless there's a teacher? You have to grow. The devil fight anything that can bring you freedom, including going to church. Some of you can know the struggle you went through to make up your mind I'll be in church. You have to get to a point where it is no longer a struggle. And one of the ways to do that is to join the workforce. Something must compel you. You can't leave yourself to yourself. You are not that. You understand what I'm saying? Yes. There must be a compelling structure. There must be a, listen to what I'm saying. This thing we call family pattern. A structure can break it.
Yes, sir.
A structure that God has planted you in a way where the family tradition is an abomination. By simply obeying and focusing in the spiritual family, you have escaped being pregnant out of wedlock. Mm-hmm. Because it's not a custom here. You won without even trying to fight. I went to greet one of my friends, and I found out when I went there that all his mates that were staying in that environment wake up in the morning, they are tying wrapper boys. Their wives are already there. Ah, okay. How come? The other of them impregnated one girl, the other. How did you not impregnate a girl? Because I know it's not that deep. So he said, well, by the time they finished secondary school, that he went to learn keyboard. Said so he was going there to learn keyboard every time. It was that keyboard he was learning. He did not know that as he was busy with the keyboard, some were also busy with other things. When he finished learning keyboard, he had already escaped just by the law of focus and dedication. Are you seeing that now? So when the Bible says that as the deer pant after the water brook, so pant my soul after you. The reason is because the deer, it smells, and the animals that kills it can trace the smell. As we enter the water of the world, our smells disappear. We can't be traced. Just being busy with God, studying, praying, fasting, enjoying the fellowship of brethren. Family pattern is happening in those who ignore God. We have escaped. Our soul is escaped like a deer from the nest of the fowler. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Listen, let God plant you. That's the way it works. I know this one like I know my name. You escape pattern without trying. Just by allowing the tide of God's structure. Are you following what I'm saying here? Allow it. Allow it. When you find a church that your word is, settle down. Then walk. Be pastored. You preach to everybody, but you pastor those who are on ground. You pastor those who have accepted the house. Are you following what I'm saying here? Very important. Very important. The will is where the devil hides. People are sick, but they don't want to be made whole. Do you want to be free? Do you want to stop? That's where the issue is. That's where the issue is. So, we break off yokes, not by trying to break yokes, by growing fat. Just enlarging in God. So when the Bible says in that 1 Timothy 4 verse 7, that exercise yourself rather to godliness. Exercise yourself. Where it says, please stand. Please come forward. All right? This is the gym instructor of myself and Apostle Michael. Apostle. He drills us. So let me drill him. He drills us. He'll tell me at the gym. Yeah. 5 push-up. You can do it. You can do it. You too. You can do this one. So come. You know, when we started this gym, I think God is helping me too. Small, small. Am I correct? Am I looking fit? Okay. Just this stomach. That's just... Are you with me? Before you laugh, look at your stomach. Because I've tried. God knows I've tried. Now look at this. You've been gymming for how long? Help me with a mic. This man will do some very funny things in the gym. I say, am I not a man like you? So, you've been gymming for how long?
2015, sir.
2015?
Yes,
sir. That's 8 years?
Yes, sir.
To build all these things?
I've lost due to fasting, sir.
You've even lost due to fasting?
Yes, sir.
So, if you didn't lose anything, you would have been more scary?
Yes, sir. Way, way more scary.
Huh?
Way more scary than this, sir.
My God. He can do many things. He will hang on one pole and draw his weight. The first time he said, I should do it, I just held it. I said, God will help me. He said, no, you can't. I said, I can't do it. You are an instructor. You are not me. He said, Apostle, you can't. I said, I cannot. Okay? But you didn't become all this by gymming in one day.
No, sir.
How many times do you gym in a week?
Sometimes 5 times, sometimes 4 times.
To get this physique, not the one you use AI. You know, when they started this AI thing, we now saw people's that you go eat the gym, my friend, eat the gym. So for him to be this, he has to exercise himself 5 times a week. It is not eat and run. It is consistency. Consistently exercising yourself to godliness. Till what you do every day becomes once in the week. It is, listen to what I'm saying. Some people get discouraged that something that used to happen every day now happens once in the week, that they are falling. You have not fallen, you are growing. You actually outgrow the burden. That is the science of exercising yourself. You don't change when you just because you went to the gym for one day. You don't change. You go again and again and again and again. So, one of the things he taught me, when you go to the gym and see amateurs at the gym, you can see an amateur just go to where you have the, and then push, use the leg and push, then go to the shoulders and push, then go to the back. What are you exercising today? So at the gym, you break the body into different parts and have chest day. Huh? Leg day. I don't like that one. Because you'll be shaking all the time. Say you have to do lunges, lunge. Well, I'm not trying to be a bouncer. I just want to be healthy, period. I'm not sure. What he has is not really my dream. Just Just be healthy. No, I'm sorry. It's not. Thank God for him, and thank God he's doing his stuff. I'm doing my stuff, but hey, just be healthy. But to achieve that, because now you're going to drill me again now. Okay? So, consistency. So, listen to this. Don't give yourself to exercise haphazardly. What are you dealing with? It determines the kind of book you buy. It determines the way you study.
Yes, sir.
What are you dealing with? You are growing faith and character. This material for faith. This material for character. Not just any portion of the Bible. You can study topically. You study characters. You study storyline. You study history line and event. Be systematic about your spiritual growth. Be systematic in your approach to it. Are you studying on the anointing? Are you studying on the fruit of the Spirit? Are you studying on the gift of the Spirit? Break it down and approach it systematically. Are you with me? Exercise yourself. Your profiting will not appear in one day, but with time, it will show. It will. It will. Please help me celebrate him. You see some men go for all those men. Have you seen those muscular men who wear some funny stuff and pour oil in their body? Even in NYC camp, they still did it in my camp. Say macho men. Hey, Oga, just leave me. But you look at their body, look at their back, you are wondering, are these humans? They are. But they gave themselves to the work. They broke their body into parts and exercised them. That's the science. It took you growth to get to this level you are in the addiction. It will take growth to come out. You outgrow it. So what do? Put a system in place for you to be growing. Just keep growing. Nothing is changing about my life. Keep growing. I did it again. Keep growing. It happened again. Keep growing. That's the science. And you get to a point, you become power assisted. You look for it, you can't find it again. The glory of the Holy Ghost takes over. It does. He's our helper. He won't leave you to yourself. But are you willing? With your sincerity, coming before God, acknowledging him, looking for his strength. He helps you. He helps our infirmities. You just get to a point, you can't find it again. You begin to remind yourself, oh, it's been long. See, I can't find it again. Don't look for it. Oh. There's something called power assistance.
Yeah.
When you drive a manual car, you drive automatic, you know there's power assistance. You're assisted power. Somebody is receiving assistance.
Yeah.
And that will tonight is arrested for God. That will is arrested for you to be able to do what is right. That will is arrested for you to be able to do what is right. That will is arrested. Stay in the company of believers. Stay where you can grow. Stay where the word can reach you. Stay where you can be nourished. Stay where you can be mature. Stay where you can hear the word. Put a system in place. It is when you are idle that you remember pornography. Put the word on the phone. Put the word. Say you are busy working. Let the word be playing. You are not hearing, but your spirit is listening. You will notice that there is fire in there. You are edified. Your spirit is listening. Put the word. You are done with the word. Put worship. Instrumentals of prayer. Make sure you set structure for you to burn. Are you following what I'm saying here? Leviticus 6 verse 12. Leviticus 6 12. I round up now. Alright? I round up now. Leviticus 6 12. Leviticus 6 12. Let me read from here. Alright? 6 12. Oh, thank you, Father. And the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It should not be put out. It is when the stove is cold, that flies land on it. Keep it burning. 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 Somebody say, even if you are playing the video or people speaking in tongues, it's not the same thing as prayer. Don't mind them. Keep it burning. Keep it burning. Hmm? Your spirit is praying. You are creating an atmosphere for your spirit to respond to fire. You are creating an atmosphere. Keep it burning. Some thoughts won't land. Keep it burning. It's a system. You are not designed to struggle as long as you keep fire in place. Keep it burning. Is that okay now? All you have to do is to understand the system. Don't leave burning to go and face fighting it. Yours is to face Jesus. Unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you spotless. He will keep you, sir. Stay with him. Stay with him. He keeps all that comes to him. Stay with him. That's the science. Don't leave Jesus to start fighting. You are too small to fight it. He's older than you. Something has mastered you. You can't fight it. Run to your own master. Who is master over the wind? Just keep the fire on. That's the science. Don't be like Abraham that the child said, this is the wood. This is the fire. Where is the sacrifice? Present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable unto God. And that's why the devil is fighting church attendance. You cannot get the result of being seated in God's presence outside his presence. You can't. Praise God. That's the how we exercise ourselves to godliness. We break free without even trying, just by loving Jesus every blessed day. And that's why I laid the foundation. You must understand righteousness, consciousness. Because of the days you will sleep, you know that God is not trying to kill you. You are not starting over. Yes, once you make a mistake. You are somewhere in between. You are progressing. Is that okay now? Yes, you must understand that. Yes, God is on your side trying to help you. He's not there trying to cut you off because you fell. Yes, keep the fire burning. Thank you, Lord. Can we build up ourselves on our most holy faith? Pray in the Holy Ghost. Now that's how we generate fire. Shakata balate keshte fende kerosh. Elakai frate keshte fletishte fende. Keep it burning. Sai kapala pai ke fendish. Hey shende. You provide the fire. I provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit. I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Amen. Now, like Jesus said, I beheld Satan fall like lightning. The devil's playbook has been exposed. His playbook has been exposed. His playbook is exposed. Keep the fire burning. Keep the fire burning. Can you charge in the Holy Ghost? Charge in the Holy Ghost. Charge in the Holy Ghost. Rah! Shakentele bokotai! Bembe kotale tekish! Keep it burning. 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 Shakata la bakate. Lekota la bakate. Elakai brepre deke la bateke ru.
Feel me, God. Feel me.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we're praying. I see somebody receiving lost fire. I see somebody receiving lost fire.
Amen.
I see somebody finding that glow again.
Amen.
I see somebody finding that glow again.
Amen.
You are back to where you used to be. You are back to where you used to be. You are back to where you used to be. I see somebody finding that fire again. It's burning. It's burning. It's burning. It's burning. Oh, thank you. Sifra had the least to credit. The snare is broken and you are escaped. 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 That which mutes your generation will not mute you. The snare is broken. The snare is broken. Oh, thank you, Father. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. A generation is rising. Who will not defile their garment? Who will stand before the throne with purity? A generation is rising. A generation is rising. You will no longer be handicapped from doing what you should do. Your destiny will no longer be under a siege. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. Have you been blessed tonight? Let's give Jesus a big, big hand.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 22150052 89 UBA.